The immigration rhetoric in Washington is hitting the Pima County Sheriff's Office where it hurts, their budget. Earlier this week, the Pima County Board of Supervisors narrowly voted to withdraw from a controversial $1.4 million border security grant known as Operation Stone Garden. The money would have gone to the Sheriff's Department in an effort to encourage collaboration between local and federal law enforcement agencies. Many activists argue that the money meant local law enforcement would have to enforce federal immigration law, but that couldn't be farther from reality, according to Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier. I spoke with him more about it yesterday, and I started by asking him to outline for us exactly where this $1.4 million would have gone.
Well, that's a good question. Over the last 12 years, my department has participated in Operation Stone Garden, and over the preceding years, we've received about $16 million of federal funding. About $10 million of that has gone to overtime, which allows me to deploy my deputies on overtime to border areas and underserved areas of our county to provide public safety, to interdict transnational crime threats, that being drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking coming up through the border. Mm-hmm. Pima County happens to be the largest of the border counties in the United States, so we have a very pronounced strategic interest in border security. In this current grant cycle, about $1 million of the $1.4 million was going to be used for overtime, again, to deploy my personnel out into areas that I otherwise don't have the capacity to do so. The remaining about $400,000 was going to be dedicated toward equipment, and this is vital public safety equipment that otherwise would have to be purchased on the backs of the taxpayers of Pima County, mm-hmm. that the federal government was going to fund. And what's unfortunate is that Stone Garden funding is going to continue to increase under the current administration in D.C. So not only did we punt on the current grant, but we've punted on future opportunities to provide public safety equipment to the people of Pima County and mm-hmm. also a lot more public safety presence.
So what's your response to this vote from the county? So many say, and many who voted for this were struggling with the decision, but they say that this money forces local law enforcement agencies like yours to enforce federal immigration laws. What do you think about that?
Well, nothing could be further from the truth. If I thought it were an immigration enforcement program, I wouldn't be a party to it. In fact, my deputies do not have the authority to engage in federal immigration enforcement. We're not a 287G department, which would cross-certify my deputies as immigration officers, and we will never be under my watch. So the allegation that this somehow injected us into enforcement of immigration laws is completely false. That is not the purpose of the grant. Now, obviously, if my deputies are out on a deployment and they see somebody coming out of the desert with carpet tied to their feet carrying two black water jugs, I would expect them to stop that person and to inquire about what they were doing. And if they developed reason to believe that the person might be in this country without proper documentation, I would expect them to contact the appropriate federal authority, and that in this case it'd be Border Patrol. And that's all we were trying to do, which is nothing dissimilar from what we've been doing for the entirety of my career. I've been in law enforcement for 31 years here in Arizona, and nothing about that has changed. We're doing the same things we were doing 30 years ago.
And without this funding, I'm guessing that won't change either. Your deputies would still carry out that situation the same way?
Of course we would. That's staying within our lane, and I think that's what the public would expect us to do.
I wonder how you will have to reevaluate your department's budget in light of this. Without this money, what will that look like going forward?
Well, the point of fact is that the people of this county elected me to maintain public safety. And I have been for months saying that this is a vital public safety program. So the fact that this funding has been removed does not relieve me from the responsibility for public safety in this county. That's what I was elected to do. So I'm not going to abdicate that responsibility. But unfortunately, now instead of spending $1 million of federal money that they quite literally were begging us to take, I'm now going to have to find that in my budget because I still have that responsibility to maintain public safety. And with my traditional resources, I just don't have enough man hours, personnel hours to interject my people where the areas that are most vulnerable to transnational crime threat.
So do you understand, though, probably where this is coming from? Like this concern about the federal government's actions on the border and toward migrants in the desert there. Do you think that they have legitimate concerns?
Absolutely and unequivocally, they have legitimate concerns. And that's why my department has been working so hard to address those concerns. I'm probably the only Republican sheriff in the United States that has been actively working with the ACLU to get guidance on our policy and practices. We've had a very productive relationship trying to address these things. I think we should make no mistake about what really happened yesterday. What really happened was a statement about things happening in Washington, D.C., a statement about immigration policies, about ICE, and that have nothing to do with what we were doing at a local level for public safety. And in my estimation, public safety, partisanship, and politics and ideology should not meet. Public safety is not a partisan issue. It's not a political issue. It's a community issue. It's a quality of life issue. And it should be divested from political ideology and partisanship and ideology and driven by what is in the best interest of public safety. The Board of Supervisors had a letter of support from every agency head in the Tucson Valley supporting this program, saying it was vital to public safety. Even with that in hand, the board elected to not fund this program. I suspect they know more about public safety than people that have been doing it for more than three decades, which is very unfortunate because it's a political statement. It's not a statement about what keeps us safe. We certainly know the opiate crisis is a national public health emergency. And for us to walk away from the table on that is grotesquely irresponsible.
All right. That's Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier. Sheriff Napier, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So why did the Pima County Board of Supervisors make this decision? Well, it wasn't an easy one, according to District 2 Supervisor Ramon Valadez. He says there are drawbacks on both sides of this one that he considered before ultimately voting to terminate the funding. On one hand, he said he was concerned about what other departments might receive this funding instead of the Pima County Sheriff's Office, and he worried that there wouldn't be any local oversight of this border task force otherwise. But in the end, he says one thing that made him vote the way he did is the fact that we're seeing a drop in crime reporting in immigrant communities.
What that means is if I'm an immigrant and someone either I have an issue with domestic violence in my home or aggravated assault or other crimes, I don't feel I can call my local law enforcement, so I simply don't report it. And therefore, the system victimizes me. I think of that as very un-American.
So I know many that wanted to reject this money, this Operation Stone Garden grant, said that this money forces local law enforcement to enforce federal immigration law. But like you said, Sheriff Napier has said he will not allow 287G certified agents in his department. They are not going to do that. So why did you vote the way you did?
We've gotten caught up in part of the narrative that has become the politics in 2018. And there's a perception that's been created now that law enforcement can't be trusted because of that narrative. Particularly when it comes to our sheriff's department, we can't have a sheriff's department that is even perceived to be someone we can't trust. And so the issue there is one of whether or not our citizens and our residents can feel that they can trust the sheriff's department. And ultimately, we need to feel as a community that we can, for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is reporting crime, but also whether or not community policing is going to work. And we needed to stop that narrative, at least locally, so that our citizens, our residents, no, they can trust their sheriff's deputies.
Is that what you've been hearing from the community there, especially from the immigrant community there?
Oh, very loudly.
So I spoke with Sheriff Navier about this, and he said, right, that what really happened here had nothing to do with Operation Stone Garden money, but what happened here was the County Board of Supervisors making a statement about what's going on a federal level in Washington regarding immigration. And it sounds like you sort of agree with that, but that you think that that is important, that narrative.
Do I agree with Mark in terms of that a lot of what was being said didn't apply to Stone Garden? Absolutely. Where I actually have a concern that he didn't seem to understand was simply it's starting to affect his department's ability to do their job, because immigrant communities are starting to feel that any law enforcement officer, they can't trust them, that they can't call them. And that's not our way here in America. Every person who is here, regardless of status, is entitled to protection under the law. So I have to make my decision based on whether or not this is something that's good for our community. And ultimately, I am very concerned about both sides of the consequences on this and didn't like either one. But ultimately, I came down on you know what? This is starting to affect their ability to do their job, to do community policing, because that narrative, nationally or otherwise, perceived or otherwise, is now affecting their ability to be trusted by the community and to do their job.
All right. Pima County Supervisor Ramon Valadez, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.